This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, on this rainy Friday here with Longshore McKnight. It's the Budweiser Sports Line, and Barry, we are pleased to bring in the voice of the Clemson Tigers to our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline, Don Bunsen. Don, good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us today.
Man, if I'm on the Dreamland Barbecue hotline, I better get something sent my way.
You know, Don, you're not the first person to bring that up whenever we've had them on there. We'll get you. We get commissions in ribs. We'll get you that taken care of.
Can you pack them on dry ice or something like that?
You know, this is a true story. We Clemson opened at Auburn, and then, of course, I do the play-by-play for Troy week two, and we had Rodney Williams on, Don, your color analyst. He asked the same thing.
Well, if we're nothing less, we're going to take care of our stomachs, that's for sure, baby.
Got to ask you about this.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. But I got to ask you about this. Last year's game was an epic, one of the best games that we saw last year. And, of course, the two teams are back this year, a rematch. And a lot of people are saying, well, it's the same kind of a game. I don't think so. The differences in the Clemson season this year from last year, Don, do you see any obvious differences?
Well, I think, you look at last year's game at last year's Clemson team, they probably rolled through the regular season a little bit more dominant than they did this year, to be perfectly honest with you. Obviously, last year they coming into the game undefeated. This year, obviously, they had the loss to Pitt. Probably should have lost NC State, but they're fortunate where a kicker misses a field goal from short yardage. But Alabama's been on that side of the equation as well. Sometimes they've had to have some help when they've had to win a national championship. But I think defensively, last year's team defensively for Clemson was noted for giving up the big play. Clemson gave up, I think it was somewhere around 4,000 total yards. 2,500 of that came on 78 plays. 2,500 yards on 78 plays. And that was certainly the story in the national championship game last year against Alabama. There were just times that guys had their eyes in the wrong place, and O.J. Howard's running just free down the interstate. Hopefully that doesn't happen again if you're Clemson. So I think there's some marked differences between last year and this year.
Don, talk a little bit about the latter part of Clemson's season. You mentioned the NC State game, but it seems like, the South Carolina, the ACC championship game, and then, of course, the game last week against Ohio State. Seems like everything's kind of come together. This team's really playing well.
Yeah, ever since the Pitt loss, whether that refocuses them or, whatever, it certainly got their attention. But they've played great football ever since then. Like you said, the last three games, although, the Virginia Tech game and the ACC championship game, I wouldn't say was necessarily their best defensive effort. But with all the time to prepare for Ohio State, they just absolutely shellacked the four Buckeyes in that game. Ohio State offensively just had no shot whatsoever. They made them one-dimensional, and J.T. Barrett just wasn't going to beat him with his arm and throw in the football. So that's probably part of the equation that Clemson defensively wants to bring into this one. But it's easier said than done trying to shut down Alabama's running game.
Yeah,
that's certainly the game plan.
Yeah, let's talk about it from that perspective. As you look at Alabama last year and as you look at Alabama this year, what are your impressions overall?
Well, I think that you take it. I don't know that their running game is as explosive. If you understand what I'm, it's dominant. It's just as dominant, but I don't know if it is as explosive as it was last year. And that's just because you're missing Henry. Henry was a guy that basically any time he put his hands in the football, he could take it the distance. A little bit more of a three-headed monster this year, and I think that Saban, from time to time will play whoever's got the hot-handed running back, that's who he's going to go with. Certainly, I think at quarterback, I think that Coker, just because he had a little bit more experience under his belt, a little wiser, I think, I don't think there's any doubt that he threw the ball better than Jalen Hurts throws the ball currently right now, although I think the Hurts will eventually get to that spot. It's the thing, though, that I think that is really undersold about Alabama is that wide receiving core. Just because they're so dominant on the ground that people don't realize how good those wide receivers are. They're excellent blockers. Man, can they
block.
Do offensively
downfield.
Billy Napier, who obviously is there,
and don't think that they can't.
Right now,
give them the opportunity to take the football now.
They can think that they're going the way that the coach did wanted.
From what I have watched and what I have
directions, really,
he wanted more of a wide open spread attack, and he was got the shining Chad Morris.
I think
everybody was really questioning
the biggest.
You know, the other guy that he
interviewed, by the way,
Alabama team coming
into
this game.
Yes.
The now head
coach. We've heard the terms unfinished business from last year, Clemson losing that game by 5 points. But there's a lot of not only unfinished business, but these guys, you know, have been thinking about it all year. They're getting their shot again at Alabama, but there's experience. It's not like they're going to have the deer in the headlight look, particularly on the offensive side and particularly at quarterback, a guy that's very experienced, very mature, and the pieces of the puzzle around him. That's got to make Clemson fans feel pretty good knowing that they've got these guys that have been in that battle before.
Seamlessly done here at Clemson and putting together an unbelievable product on the field.
The thing that kind of made my radar
for the Tigers. And
then,
the other thing was,
obviously,
you're going and getting a guy like that
talking about the rematch.
Montgomery native.
Yeah. You make sure his head hadn't gotten too big after that article in the New York Times.
Yeah.
We're not the same defense that gave up
457
total yards.
That's
kind of out of an Alabama team.
I think a little
blip on the radar.
I think that both
kind of teams, take a look, see
whether they want to admit it or not.
That's all John's been talking about for 2 days.
That's hilarious.
That's going to be a game changer for the Clemson football program.
There's a lot going on.
It's very interesting to watch the two of them in
Dabo's
homes that are
about
a mile and a half of one another.
So I got to see
one another
on several occasions this summer when they get away and recharge the batteries and that kind of stuff.
So the Clemson football program,
here's what we want. Facebook Live or Periscope or something coming up. When that football building officially opens, we want to see video of Don Munson
going down that big slide
from the second. We want you to be one of the first.
Dabo
has roots around here, and we've had him. He's been very good with his time through the years with us on the program, and he comes across as folksy and homespun. But we had some interesting insight the other day when we talked with Tommy Bowden on the show, and he said all that folksy homespun stuff is great. It's heartfelt and it's genuine, he said, but he's got a plan, he's tough-minded,
he's done to build that program,
even since Tommy Bowden has been there, has been more than just golly gee, all shucks. Give us some insight into Dabo. What's it like working with him, and how has he gotten this done to the level he's got done?
Well, from day one when he
took over
from Tommy back in 2008, Dabo's had a vision for the meeting.
He's had an absolute vision with what
he has wanted to do, but he knew
Don Munson, Rodney Williams, Michael Palmer will call the national championship game Monday night on the Clemson Radio Network. Don, we certainly do appreciate your time and insight. Thanks a bunch.
All right, guys. We appreciate you having me on.
We wanted him back involved.
in the program. Woody McCorvey, the former Alabama assistant, hired right away to kind of be his right-hand man.
I hear you. Sounds good, Don. Thank you so much. Have a great, safe trip yourself on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. That's the play-by-play voice of the Clemson.
It kind of went from there. You know, he knew what he wanted to do offensively. Billy Napier, who obviously is there in Tuscaloosa right now, that was the offensive coordinator, but things weren't going the way that the coach Clooney wanted under Billy's direction, so he knew he wanted more of a wide-open spread attack, and he went and got this guy named Chad Morris, and everybody was really questioning. You know, and the other guy that he interviewed, by the way, was Justin Fuente,
yes,
the now head coach at Virginia Tech. So those are the two guys that he brought in and actually talked with on campus. So, and I think we've seen the offensive mind of both of those guys. But that's what kind of brought the wide-open spread attack here to Clemson. And even defensively, Kevin Steele was obviously his coordinator for a couple of years, but he wanted even a little bit more of an aggressive spread attack. And there were times that Kevin was kind of complaining at practice about always having to go against the spread attack and not being able to really prepare his defenses for what he was actually going to see on the field. So he went and got Brent Venables, which was an absolute stroke of genius. I thought on his part, Coach Venables has just blended in just seamlessly here at Clemson and putting together an unbelievable product on the field defensively for the Tigers. And then, you know, the other thing was, you know, going and getting a guy like Thad Turnipseed.
Montgomery native.
Yep.
You make sure his head hadn't gotten too big after that article in the New York Times.
Yeah.
No, I saw Thad yesterday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, Thad came in and, you know, he was hired with really no direction. Dabo just told him, Thad, I just want you to come in and you kind of look, take a look, see, and you kind of figure it out. And, well, Thad's figured it out from you know, he's revamp what they do recruiting, and that certainly has taken off from that aspect as well. So there's always been this vision that Coach Sweeney has had. He's never been afraid to talk about what his vision is, where he wants Clemson to be. And even though they're at this status right now, the words you continue to hear coming out of Coach Sweeney's mouth is, guess what, boys? We're at this point, but the best is still yet to come. They're going to be putting online the new football operations building here in January. Later on this month, on the 26th, is when it officially opens, and that's going to be a game changer for the Clemson football program. So there's a lot that's going on, but you steadily have seen the growth in Dabo Sweeney, and I agree with him. You know, if he says it, then you better start believing it, because he's been right so far. I think that right now that the Clemson football program is just kind of scratching the surface of where it's actually going to be. And you're getting back to, I guess, the Bowden thing. There's been already a lot of comparison between Dabo Sweeney and what Bobby Bowden did at Florida State, and I certainly can see the comparison.
Here's what we want. Facebook Live or Periscope or something coming up. When that football building officially opens, we want to see video of Don Munson going down that big slide from the second. We want you to be one of the first, Don.
Well, it's funny because we host a signing day show that is there on National Signing Day, and it's actually streamed live on our website. So chances are you're going to see me coming down that slide.
love it.
On signing day. So we'll have a show that airs on live on our website, clemsontigers.com, and we'll be there for about 2 or 3 hours inside the building. And that in itself will be a lot of fun. I mean, I guess that you all have read up on the building. I mean, there's a bowling alley. There's a putt-putt course. There's a basketball court that's in there. There's a nap room, which all of us need.
Oh, yeah.
A sauna that is in there, a movie theater, stand volleyball, barbecue pit area, you know, and then all the bells and whistles, obviously, for the meeting and, you know, office space and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be pretty impressive, 144,000 square feet under roof. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But, you know, it's the kind of facility right now that in this arms race,
oh, yeah,
and you need it. Believe me, Nick Saban's taking notice. He's taking notice of what's going on.
Yeah. No question about it. Don Munson, Rodney Williams, Michael Palmer will call the national championship game Monday night on the Clemson Radio Network. Don, we certainly do appreciate your time and insight. Thanks a bunch.
All right, guys. Well, appreciate you having me on. All the best to you Crimson Tide folks that are traveling down to Tampa. Have a great trip down there. We'll see you. But Go Tigers.
I hear you. Sounds good, Don. Thank you so much. Have a great, safe trip yourself on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. That's the play-by-play voice of the Clemson.